Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let's magnify the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thanksgiving this morning. King of kings, Lord of lords, risen Savior. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the reason we gather here this morning. The reason is Jesus. Lord, we thank you that He did take the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He led captivity captive. And He set us free and put the period on it by going to the cross. He healed us. He delivered us. And then He went to the cross to put the period on it, Lord. But He is not in that tomb. He is risen. And we glorify You. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord, in Jesus' name for this day. Now, Holy Spirit, You have Your way. We want what You want, Father. We are Your people. These are Your bodies, the temple of the Lord. So we yield them to You this morning, Lord. Do with us what You will. We look to You, Lord, to teach us, to minister to us this morning. But, Lord, we want to minister to You. We love You so much. So we praise You and worship You this morning. And we pray that what we do and how we do it, and that will just be a sweet smell and a sweet sound to You. Holy Spirit, You're in control. We yield to You. In Jesus' name, we thank You for this day and for what it represents, Lord. Giving You all praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We may be small in numbers, but how many know that dynamite comes in small packages? And this congregation is dynamite.
Heavenly Father, we rejoice at being in Your house to worship You and Your Son, Jesus. We are so, I don't know how to put these words, Heavenly Father, but we're not only amazed, but we're so blessed because of what Jesus did for us.
Yes.
Because without Him doing what He did, we would be nothing. And Heavenly Father, You've saved us and drawn us back to You.
Yes.
We ask You to bless each and every person that's here today. We ask You to give us something that we can take with us and use to promote Your kingdom to those that are around us in the weeks ahead, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill. Father, thank You. Thank You for giving us beauty for our ashes, Lord. For redeeming us, for saving us, for sending Jesus to wash away a stain that could not be washed away. For delivering us from destruction. This morning, Lord, we exalt You, we praise You. We proclaim You King of kings and Lord of lords. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are the high and lofty One. We praise You this morning. We give You honor and glory. Now, Lord, once again, I yield to You. Use me. Touch these people today in Jesus' name. And we'll give You praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many are excited this morning that He gave you beauty for your ashes? Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. I'm going to give you scriptures this morning. If you've got a pen, you might want to write them down. I'm not going to take the time to go through them, but I'm going to tell you what they basically are about. Starting out in the very beginning, in Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, it tells us, "Unto us a son is given, born of a virgin." Also in Isaiah 7, 14. Then in the New Testament, it's Matthew 1, 23. It says, "A virgin will be with child. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a child is born." And it says, "The government will be upon His shoulders." It's God's kingdom. As we sang about, as we talked about, and I've heard several times in the past several days, it's all God's. It's not ours. It's all God's. Hallelujah. We're God's. And it pleased the Lord to send Jesus to redeem His creation back to Him. He's Jehovah. Isaiah 40, verses 3 and 5. And in Matthew 3, He's the light and the direction to the Father.
He's our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, 5 through 6. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 30 and 31. He's Jehovah the first and the last. Isaiah 44, 6. Isaiah 48, 12. Revelation 1, 17. And Revelation 22, 13. He's our peace. He's our joy. He's our direction. He's our deliverer. He's our shield and our protector, our buckler. His name is a high tower that the righteous run into and are safe. Hear me? I said safe. You're safe this morning. He performed the deed that God sent him to perform. The Bible says he went to the cross despising the shame, but went willingly. As we heard in the songs this morning, he was every bit a man, but he was every bit God. He left the throne of glory to be our Savior in Titus 2:13, our judge in Ecclesiastes 12:14, 2 Corinthians 5:10, and 2 Timothy 4:1. He's the Son of God in Matthew 26:63 and 64. The only Son of the Father, John 1:14. John 18, the entire chapter. John 3:16 and verse 18. The only Son of the Father. 1 John 4:9. Once again, the blood of God. The only blood of God. In Acts 20, verse 28. He's the Creator of all things. In Isaiah 40:28. 1 John 1:3. And Colossians 1:16. Hallelujah. He is our all in all. In Him, we are complete. Amen? Hallelujah. In Him, we have everything that pertains to life and godliness. In Him, we have wisdom. We have grace. We have mercy. We have healing. We have prosperity. We have mental stability. We have spiritual life in Him because of what He did, which He led captivity captive. That's what He did. Psalm 68:18. Ephesians 4:8-9. In Colossians 2:15, we read that He triumphed and that He disarmed principalities and powers. Ladies and gentlemen, family of God, Jesus disarmed principalities and powers. There is now, therefore, no weapon formed against you that can ever prosper in your life. He paid the price. And I didn't put a note here, but I'll give it to you anyway. You can look up what it's about. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. We've been redeemed. Jesus came and He suffered according to the Scripture in Isaiah 53. The ridicule, the rejection, and the death and the burial. The crucifixion, the death and the burial. But He's not there anymore. He's not in that grave. He's not in that tomb. He is risen. He's at the right hand of God the Father forevermore. I said forevermore. Isaiah 53 says, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He shall grow up before Him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. He is despised. He is rejected by men. He's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him, and He was despised, and we did not esteem Him. Surely He has borne our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted." His sole purpose for coming to the earth was to be the Savior of this world by the plan of God the Father, His Father. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, the Son of His love, came, walked on this earth even from a child. He astounded scholars. He ministered to people who were in the up and up, the people that are revered today, even in our society, the doctors, the lawyers, the scribes, the Pharisees, the religious leaders, because he knew the Father. And the Father was in him, and he was in the Father. He went through everything. He suffered everything that you and I can ever go through in our lives. Yet he did it without sin, without complaint. The only point where we ever see him reveal his humanity in that was when he said, "Father, if it's possible," when he was in the garden, "let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want." And so he went on, and he was arrested, taken before the religious leaders of Israel and the people, calling him every name in the book, blasphemer. And yet, Isaiah 53:5, he did it all. But yet, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He did the work. And then, to put the final period and the final exclamation point, he went to that cross. And he stood there with his arms outstretched, with the nails in his hands and his feet, and the crown of thorns on his head. And he said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing." One who's been spit upon, one who's been beaten, one who's been mocked. And he did it for us, for you and I, with all the love that could ever come from any person or any being. He cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And then he said, "I commend my spirit into your hands." And he gave up the ghost and he died. And in that, yet the promise of God was there that not one bone would be broken. How many know that when they crucified people, one of the things they did to make sure they died quickly was break the legs? See, we're cleansed by that spear that brushed in and the water gushed out with the blood. And that water and that blood cleansed us, saved us, set us free, and gave us a place in the kingdom of God at His right hand, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. And then they took Him down and they laid Him in a tomb. But that wasn't the end of the story. On the third day, He rose again. Again, having led captivity captive, having made an open show of the principalities and powers, disgracing them, triumphing over them in it. And now we today, because of that risen Lord who is alive today at the right hand of God and living in us, the temple of the Holy Ghost, the house of God, has given us all things, blessed us with all things. And as Carmen so aptly put it in the first song, everything. Did you notice? The book was empty. The book of accusation was empty. He's the one that blotted out by what He did, willingly went, because it was the Father's will for you and I. Demonstrated love that no person can even understand, that no person can even get a hold of. And yet we walk in it, we live in it, we receive it, we feel it every day of our lives. It's what gives us the ability to go on every day. What gives us the ability to minister to other people and to share that love of God with other people. That love of God. But He's not there anymore. He's made it all good. He's done away with our sin. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us by His action. And now He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And when God sees us, He sees us through the eyes of Jesus. Not through the accusations, not through the finger pointing of Satan and those who are ungodly, who have no hope because they don't understand the salvation and the mercy and the grace of God. It's there for them, but He's right there. So that everything we do now, because Jesus is the justified one, He is the one who brought justification to our lives, just as if we had never sinned. But the key to it all is He is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us, the Holy One. Amen. Because of Him, we can be holy. Because of Him, we are the saints of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before He died, He went and had a Last Supper, if you will, or a Passover meal with the disciples. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 22. We'll start in verse 14. He broke bread, used it as the symbol of His broken body that was coming. That broken body, which was what caused our healing. And our healing, not just physically, but in every little detail of our life. Emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, mental stability. He made us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He made it so we're now more than conquerors, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the legacy that He left for us. Now this morning the decision is, He's not Lord of everything in your life. He's not Lord at all. But I'm here to tell you, He's my Lord. He's my King. He's my strength, my Redeemer, my high tower, my justification. He is my righteousness. Amen? Yours too? Yours too? Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Again this morning, I want to tell you, as I told the people Wednesday night, this is a sacred thing. It's not a ritual, but it's something we do in remembrance of Him and what He did. And you need to realize that this is a time when, and more than any other time, which should be all the time, you need to make sure that your life is right before Him. What do I mean by that? I don't mean that you're going out, and if you are, stop it, repent, and let's get on with life. Let's get on with the life in God, amen? But you need to make sure that your life is right, that you're not harboring unforgiveness, you're not harboring malice towards anyone. And once again, I'll tell you, if there is something that you need to take care of, do it now. Do it with the Lord. If you can't take care of it with somebody else this morning, if you'll just tell the Lord, ask Him to forgive you. He's already done that. But confess it and forsake it. God will do that. And then if He leads you to go and make it right, if they're here this morning, make it right before we take communion. The Scripture says many partake of it, but they don't rightly discern the Lord's body. What does that mean? The Lord's body, He was broken for us, so that we could be free. He despised the rejection and the ridicule and went willingly. So that's what we need to do. We need to make sure our life is right. The Scripture says if you don't rightfully discern and understand what your responsibility is, that you eat and drink condemnation and damnation to yourself. I didn't write that. So to the best of your ability this morning, you need to make sure that your heart's right. I was telling Gene about something that has come up in the last couple of days that I caught myself. It's not that you're in blatant sin. It's not that you're in rebellion. But there are thoughts and things that come to our lives, things that are irritations to us and that we have an affinity against, if you understand that word, that sometimes come up and we have wrong thoughts towards people. And I'm not talking about people here, but I'm talking about people out there. You know, we laugh and we joke around and we get a kick out of it when somebody says, you want to lay hands on somebody suddenly. But there's things out there that absolutely are diametrically opposed to the Word of God. And as a result, there are times when I get caught up in, you know, I'll just be honest with you, I want to go punch this guy in the face. I saw him on television. He was doing wrong, caught in the middle of wrong, and yet he stood there and blatantly denied it. As a pistol clip fell out of his pants. But I didn't do it. And the pistol clip fell out of his pants. But I didn't do it. I'm innocent. They had to chase him all over town. That's unrighteousness. And I'm not part of that. You're not part of that. Amen? Hallelujah. He's made you righteous in His righteousness. Right standing. In other words, He's given you right standing with Him. Hallelujah. And it can't be taken away. No weapon formed against you will prosper. So this morning, I've been dealing with that in my life. God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Crying out once again, create in me clean hands and a pure heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my ways, and see if there's any wicked way in me. You may not be going out and doing things that's against the Ten Commandments. But I'll tell you what, last night as I watched the Ten Commandments, I've got a new respect and see deeper than just a few simple things to live by. I see the way God intended it to be. And everything in the Ten Commandments is a fulfillment of God's law. Amen?
Hallelujah.
But the key this morning that we want to look at is that He's risen. But we want to take communion. We want to do this in remembrance of Him as we're instructed. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. It's when the hour had come, He sat down and the 12 apostles with Him. Then He said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then He took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. You know, that's just about enough to get you so excited you can't hardly sit still. Because the next time He comes and He celebrates or breaks bread with us, it's going to be in His glory. When He comes again, and we're going to be there. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And He took the bread and gave thanks and broke it. And He gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given to you. Do this. He gave His body for you and I, according to the Father's will, to suffer what we deserve to suffer and to take it away so we didn't have to. We have been totally, 100%, eternally exonerated. Oh, you missed a good place to shout. Hallelujah. Eternally exonerated. Delivered. As you saw those blank pages in that scene from Carmen's song, they're empty. The blotting out of those ordinances and those things that the enemy accused, they're gone. He's spitting in the wind. God has no record of them at all. Because Jesus, the righteous one, lives and dwells in you by an act of your will. Verse 19, second half, Jesus' words, This is my body, which is given to you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 20, Likewise, He also took the cup after supper, saying, This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on this table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom He is betrayed. And then in verse 23, they began to question among themselves which of them it was who would do this thing. So this morning, as Bill and Harry bring this, I guess the religious term for it is the sacraments, keep in mind and be mindful. Maybe there's nothing that comes to your mind. Maybe it's something that just happened in passing. But seek the Lord. Seek the Lord this morning. And again, cry out like David did. Search me, O God. Create in me clean hands and a pure heart. Make it right this morning. It's not complicated. It's as much as just confessing and forsaking your sin. Yeah. Please, when you get these, hold them and we'll all take together. He is risen. He is risen. Because He's risen, we have the hope. He is our hope and the life, the abundant life in God this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An abundant life. Glory. Glory to God. Turn it up just a little bit, Patrick, please.
And he bore with every step.
Praise you, Lord.
The scorn of those who cried out for his death.
This shouldn't be just a somber day. This should be a day of celebration. Amen. An excitement in God. We saw what we deserved happen to one who was the scapegoat for us. Amen. We see our lives redeemed because of that beating before he went to the cross. We see our lives redeemed, sanctified. And we see us in a place of freedom that we could never accomplish on our own. And it was done as a free gift, as a love gift to you and I. Jesus was the expression in the arms of God, open up saying, I love you with an everlasting love. So I give my very best to you. But thank the Lord, we don't just deal with and we don't just look at the death, but we deal with the fact and we look at the fact and are blessed by the fact that he went into that grave and on the third day, he rose. Triumphant. Hallelujah. He is risen. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we take together, let's take a moment and just search our hearts and make right with God whatever we need to make right so that we don't get in a place where we've done something that can bring harm to us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bow your heads. Sure that this young lady gets some sacraments, please. Right here. Father, we now take this bread in accordance with your word and the words of Jesus. We sanctify it. We thank you for it, Lord, and we receive it with thanksgiving, mindful that this is your body that was broken for our eternal well-being. And now, Lord, we take and we eat all of it according to your word, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
In Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street. But the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back.
Hallelujah.
And he wore a crown of thorns.
Likewise, he also took the cup after supper.
And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the beam.
And he said, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. It's a new covenant. No longer under the old law. no longer under the old covenant, but a new and better covenant was given. And that's the covenant of grace and mercy. It's no longer by works that we're saved, but it's by our faith and recognizing what He did. This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, new covenant in my blood. Thank you, Father. We revere this blood, and we thank you, Lord, for this covenant, which has cleansed us for all eternity, made us whole and free. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing can get through your blood. No sickness, no disease, no calamity can get through your blood. We praise you for that. Take, and together let's drink all of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn it up, Patrick. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We rejoice in you, Lord. Give you praise. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set free, redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Matter that we celebrate today, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hello, young lady. Praise the Lord. This is the lady we prayed for last week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to give you the opportunity, if there's anything we need to pray about, let it be known now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's the same God that was there with Paul and Silas, yes. And God shook the prison walls and set them free. There, He can do it again today. Hallelujah. You know, we've talked about this. You're seeing living proof again here this morning for what prayer does. Amen. Remember when these young people came in last week and we prayed? And here she sits today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's not a respecter of persons, so what we pray about today for Jerry, for Betty, for this pastor, man, we need to give thanks for what God's done here. Amen? God can take care of that too. That's not a prerequisite for His hand to move. Amen? Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we bring all these before You, Lord. You know, You see. You see every one of these people, Lord. You know what they need. Lord, for one, for three of them here, Lord, we pray for healing, deliverance. We send Your word right now and say, bodies in the name of Jesus, line up with the word of God, walk in the health that He gave you, and see, Lord, we see and command that spirit of infirmity goes back on Satan who sent it. We see it on him. We thank You, Lord, that he bears that in his own body, and we are free, delivered. By Your stripes we are healed in Jesus' name. Father, we send the word to those who don't know You, Lord. Be whole in the name of the Lord in spirit and in mind. We thank You, Lord, for salvation for those people. We thank You, Lord, that You're setting them free right now. And with that setting free spiritually, Lord, they're receiving the entire gift, the whole thing, Lord. If you will, the whole enchilada. They're saved, redeemed, healed by the blood of God and by the word of God in Jesus' name. We thank You for this dear sister, Lord, that You raised up. We thank you for the healing of the bodies here, as we said, Lord, for Betty, for the young lady. And Lord, once again, we also send your word to that pastor who's in prison in Iran. Remind him of Paul and Silas, Lord. Remind him that your hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. And Lord, in Jesus' name, as he praises you, we thank you that he's going to be set free. Lord, however you do it, that's your business. But we thank you that you're going to make those people so uncomfortable and you're going to bring such judgment on them that they're going to have no choice but to let him go. They're going to have no choice but to let him go. And they're going to have to say it was the hand of God, as Pharaoh did, as the Israelites left Egypt, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We receive no other report. We'll believe no other report. And our confession is it's done. And now we give you thanksgiving and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good day in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Is there anything else? Father, as these people go, wherever it is that they're going today, Lord, I thank you that your peace, your love, your grace and mercy go with them. It follows them. Grace and mercy follows them all the days of their life. Thank you, Lord, for your face shining upon them, for the prosperity in their life. Thank you, Lord, that you said you wanted us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, we just thank you for going with them and blessing, that they'll be a blessing and they'll be blessed wherever they go today to, in remembrance and in celebration of this resurrection day. Now, Lord, we sanctify this blessing of the fellowship we're going to have, Lord, both the people and the food. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and thanks. Go with God. You are dismissed. Amen.
When troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on